The best day in months on Wall Street. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Dow up more than 700 points at the closing bell after sinking into bear market territory last week, down more than 20% from its most recent high. Today it gains more than 2%. The S&P and the NASDAQ do as well. Weaker than expected reports on manufacturing and construction spending getting part of the credit, offering hope the Fed might not have to be quite so aggressive with rate hikes to help bring down inflation. This is off the session highs, though. At one point, the Dow was up about 900. It finishes up more than 700. President Biden is visiting Puerto Rico, which hadn't fully recovered from 2017's Hurricane Maria when Fiona hit last month.
I'm confident we're going to be able to do all you want, Governor. And I'm committed to this island.
Alongside Puerto Rico's governor, who requested a major disaster declaration, the president says the cost of clearing debris, search and rescue, and sheltering people will be fully covered. On Wednesday, he visits Florida, still rescuing people from Hurricane Ian.
Search and rescue teams have been out countless hours, straight through the night, nonstop, with over 800 rescues. That's huge.
Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says his county alone has had more than 50 deaths, more than 80 blamed on the storm statewide. Ringo Starr tests positive for COVID, putting his All-Star Band's North American tour on hold.
The legendary Beatles drummer postponing weekend concerts before the diagnosis was confirmed. The rep vowing to keep fans updated with any further news or changes. The All-Star Band includes members from Men at Work, Toto, The Average White Band, and musician Edgar Winter. In a statement, the band says Ringo hopes to resume as soon as possible and is recovering at home.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, they say they hope to see the fans back on the road soon. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
New abortion restrictions lead to a first-of-its-kind clinic in Illinois.
Planned Parenthood announces plans for a 37-foot RV that it says it's turning into a mobile abortion clinic. That Planned Parenthood says will stay in Illinois, though travel close to the borders of adjoining states that have banned abortions. Following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, the announcement after a surge in abortions in Illinois, where the procedure is still legal. Planned Parenthood says its first mobile clinic will begin handing out abortion pills by the end of the year and plans to allow for first trimester abortions in the mobile clinic by next year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A former Secretary of State set to testify against a former Trump aide.
Rex Tillerson served as Secretary of State for a little over a year under former President Donald Trump and is now set to testify against the former chair of his inaugural committee. Tillerson is expected to be a government witness at the federal trial of Tom Barrack in New York. Barrack is a billionaire private equity manager who's been a close advisor and friend to the former president. He's accused of secretly working as a foreign agent for the United Arab Emirates.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Another deal aimed at expanding the reach of a fitness company that's been losing steam, this time teaming up with a major hotel brand.
By the end of the year, Hilton hotel guests around the U.S. will be able to hop on a Peloton bike to get their workout. All 5,400 U.S. Hilton-branded hotels, including Hampton, Doubletree, and Embassy Suites, will feature at least one Peloton bike in every fitness center. As the struggling company continues to broaden its customer base, Hilton is the first hospitality brand to feature Peloton bikes across its entire U.S. hotel portfolio of 18 brands.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Peloton has already announced deals to sell products at Dick's Sporting Goods locations and on Amazon. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.